Menashe Amir, if you could meet with President Obama himself in the White House and other American officials, what advice would you give them today?
I have already met an American official, and we have discussed about the results of the elections in Iran. And I told him what really I think about these so-called elections. And I can tell you a little bit of what I have told him. And first of all, Hassan Rouhani is a clergyman. He was one of the main figures of the regime the whole time. Of course, he has made his education in Britain and in the University of Glasgow, and he has a PhD from there. But in his opinions, he's very much a religious person, and he thinks that Islam is the best and the first religion of the mankind. He is in favor of the regime, and for the regime's stand, he also supports some kind of reform and some kind of moderate actions. But it's not for the sake of Iran, it's not for the sake of the humanity, but just for strengthening the regime inside Iran.
And this also applies to the nuclear weapons program?
No, the nuclear program, I have the feeling that Rouhani came into conclusion that they have to continue, but they cannot continue as it was in the last 10 years. And they have to make some changes because the international community has put a great pressure upon Iran, and the Iranian regime for the moment cannot stand it anymore.
Well, he has spoken about greater transparency. Now, he's spoken about a possible dialogue with the U.S.
And okay, let's talk about the transparency. What does it mean? How can he manage? Transparency means that Iran has to sign the supplement protocol of Geneva, which enables the international inspectors to come to Iran whenever they want and to visit wherever places that they need and to make inspection. Is Iran ready to accept that? The answer is not. So I don't know what transparency exactly means. The IAEA has asked Iran some military questions some 8-9 years ago, and they haven't get yet any answer. That transparency means that they are going to answer these questions. Of course not.
Well, in the upcoming negotiations that will apparently be taking place, this should be the first point that the U.S. demands, or the nuclear negotiators demand of Iran, that they open up their nuclear sites totally?
Of course, but I'm not sure that Iran will accept these demands. During the Almaty conference, the first round, the Western countries gave Iran a plan for confidence building, and it was rejected by Iran. Is Rouhani somebody who has the authority of accepting this plan? The answer is no. Is he going to convince Khomeini and the others that it's very important to accept this plan? Yes, he has to try. But will he succeed or not? That's a question that I cannot answer. Anyhow, transparency is a very nice word, but we have to see how much Rouhani will succeed in this regard and what are the limits of transparency for him and for Western countries.
Well, another step has been what the Russian minister Sergei Lavrov has talked about, that Iran may now be willing to limit their uranium enrichment to 20%. How do you view that?
I want to ask Mr. Lavrov, who gave him the authority to say so? Who was the Iranian diplomat or official who told him to speak instead of Iran? The Iranian government has its own spokesman, and I want to hear it from the Iranians. Besides, the question is not only the 20%, it's also 3.5%. Is Iran going to stop it? Rouhani said, no, we are not going to stop it. So the main question is that Iran, the regime in Iran, is very dangerous, not only for the Middle East, but also for the whole world. And they have lied to the international community about their programs. And because they have lied, they have to stop any nuclear activity. And that's what was decided by the Security Council. And that's the reason of all these sanctions which are applied against Iran.
Well, if the buck stops with the Supreme Leader, Khamenei, and Rouhani is building up expectations inside Iran for a more liberal approach to politics and improving the economy, is he going to be able to square the circle if the sanctions aren't eased immediately?
That's exactly the question. First of all, even Khamenei himself is not the man who can change the Iranian nuclear policy. He's very much dependent upon the Revolutionary Guards, and the Revolutionary Guards' raison d'etre is continuing the nuclear program. And we have already heard about the opposition and criticism of the Revolutionary Guards officials about what Rouhani said in his last and first public press conference. So the problem is to convince the Revolutionary Guards, not only Khamenei, to change their policy. And as you have said, without changing the Iranian policy, without easing the sanctions, the Iranian economy cannot be recovered. And Rouhani is not entitled and capable to solve serious problems that financial serious problems of Iran. Nowadays, Iran has no money left in its boxes for providing the very essential food and stuff for the Iranian citizens. And how he will do it, I don't know the answer for the moment.
Well, in Jerusalem, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Alon, as well as other Israeli cabinet ministers, have taken a very dim view of the guarded optimism that we've been hearing about from Washington and other Western capitals. Does this not put Israel in a difficult position, because Israel is demanding even harsher sanctions now, tougher sanctions, where the trend may be, if Rouhani is talking in a more friendly way to the West, that the move will be in the opposite direction?
I think that is the correct policy, because let me explain to you. Rouhani is going to take his post in more than 40 days, and then the Western countries will give him at least 6 months for seeing and checking whether Iran is going to change its policy or not. It means that at least 6 months or more will pass till the Western countries will come into any conclusion. And then Iranian diplomacy, which is very clever, will buy time by proposing things that will give a little bit of hope to the Western countries. And they can go on and go on with negotiation. But I'm glad that President Obama said and emphasized that the sanctions will not be eased as long as Iran has not done any real action in this regard. So that's the dilemma of Iran, and that's the dilemma of the Western countries, that how to convince Iran and to oblige it to give up its nuclear program. And the only way, as Yalon said and as Netanyahu said, is to put a bigger pressure upon Iran and to bring its finance and its economy into a total collapse.
But there doesn't seem to be much chance of that happening, does there, when you look at the reactions in most of the Western countries?
That's the problem. That's the real problem, because I have the feeling that neither the United States of President Obama nor the European countries, they want any military or any serious confrontation with Iran. They just don't want it. And that's the reason that the American and other countries' policy is just giving more and more chance to the Iranians to continue their program.
And this will be Israel's greater and greater dilemma over the next 6 months, the next year.
No doubt about it. I want to add something in this regard, that I got some reactions from inside Iran, from the Iranian citizens, and they said that the results of the Iranian presidential elections was a victory for Netanyahu and the people of Israel. I asked them why. They said because the voting of the citizens shows that the Iranians don't want any nuclear program.
Menashe Amir, thank you very much indeed.